from computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Actually, it is not Ken Colburn.
It's close enough. Welcome back to the Computer Corner, our final segment right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Just a reminder, we are here each and every Saturday, generally from about noon to 2, and I say generally because lately we've been kind of shifted around, like today, 12:20. There's a little bit of change-up going on, so we'll land at some point, but just know that we're here each and every week for you, generally around noon, and stay tuned to our newsletter, which you can subscribe to at datadoctors.com. You click on where it says subscribe and put in your email address, and it's a fairly simple deal there. Also, we've been talking about identity theft on today's Computer Corner. You can check out the links to all the resources. If you heard the special guest we had on earlier, the links to all the things and all the sites he mentioned, all that stuff's available at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio. So, radio show section.
Slash.
No, we don't do that. No.
It's too confusing.
You just click on the radio section and you see all the links to all the things, including past shows.
Audio archives
and 6 months ago show and when Mike Hell said duh and all that stuff.
Yes.
Even the show about Mexican bananas.
That is not on there.
What?
We forgot the laptop that day.
Are you kidding me? What's his we?
Thank you.
Who's in charge of that?
Mr. Colburn.
Mr. Colburn? And how come it's sitting in front of you?
He escaped to go watch his daughter play some soccer in Prescott, so I am left with the beautiful laptop.
Is it Prescott or Prescott?
I would say Prescott. Because it's C-O-T. If it's Prescott, it'd be it, I-T.
Let's check in with, computer problems and questions and issues and things that are consternation in the computer world, like Bob, who has a Heinz 57 XP?
Yeah.
Heinz 57, this is like meaning
got a
like,
dog from every town and an XP processor.
This means it's like homemade kind of thing?
An XP processor?
Or XPOS.
Yeah.
I got two problems. My first problem is when I initially bring the computer up, it will go to the XP Home Edition screen with the little green bars that go across the bottom.
We call that the splash screen.
There you go. Well, then it will restart itself again all by itself.
That's nice.
Well, not so I'd notice, no. And then when
two for the price of one?
Yeah, when it comes up the second time, then I get this big disclaimer screen that says, because your system wasn't shut down properly.
We're going to go into safe mode.
Yeah. Is there safe mode or last known configuration or start Windows normally?
And you want me to tell you that you have a hardware problem?
No matter which way I go with that, it goes ahead and starts up fine.
Right.
When my desktop does come up, it automatically comes up on, 480 by 640?
640 by 480, 16 colors.
No, it comes up true color, 32-bit.
Wow.
Now, I go into properties, go into settings, bring it up to 800 by 600, hit apply. Works fine.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time I shut it down and bring it up, and it goes right back to 640 by 480 again.
When it's finally starting up and doing its thing, is it starting up in safe mode each time?
No.
No, so you're actually getting it to boot into regular normal mode.
It boots up into normal mode, yeah.
And everything works okay besides this weird screen thing and the startup?
Other than the screen resolution, yeah, and this shutting itself off and restarting itself again every time I fire it up. And it hasn't done that except for about the last month. I put XP in right after Christmas, and it's been working fine, and all of a sudden it started doing this.
Generally, when we see these kinds of reboot issues, that generally indicates a problem with hardware.
Uh-huh.
That's not always the case, but that's just generally the case. So that's the first place I'd start looking. The second thing is, if you think about when this started happening, is there anything you add or removed around that time, either hardware or software?
No.
Okay.
Everything that I had, I loaded onto it when it initially came up.
And have you
before I loaded it all up and that, I reformatted the hard drive and all that stuff.
Have you recently added any memory or upgraded the memory in there?
No.
Okay. Do you know if there's more than one memory chip in this computer?
You mean RAM?
Uh-huh.
Yes. I have a pair of 512s.
I would reduce it back to just a single 512.
Uh-huh.
If those two aren't completely matched properly, that's a real common area where you can have those kind of random reboots or those reboots on startup.
Would that be something that would be more in particular to XP because they've been in there for like 2 years now?
No, not necessarily, but anything's possible. Those things, they can go bad if you're in there, static discharge, surge problems, all kinds of things there.
Uh-huh.
It's also very possible that this thing is completely OS unrelated, or excuse me, hardware unrelated and related more to your OS. So,
uh-huh.
It's very hard to say with that kind of problem that's happening in that way.
Yeah.
But like I said, most likely I would start looking at the hardware components, seeing if you can, if you have a spare video card, swapping those things out temporarily, see if the problem goes away, that kind of stuff. And hopefully you'll stumble across something that changes.
You know, now that you mention that, you may be right, because I within about the last month and a half, I upgraded my video card to 64 meg.
Just for fun, you might want to put back your other video card.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just and run it for a day or two and see if things don't drastically change. If so, then maybe that video card you might want to take back to the place you
Something's
bought it.
Wrong.
And
okay.
See if they'll exchange it for you.
All right.
I'm going to guess. I'm just going to take a wild guess here. You bought it at Fry's Electronics.
Well, we've talked before, so.
Gosh, am I good or what?
I'm the guy with the Athlon in Glendale.
Well, you're not just the guy. There are lots of guys just like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's okay.
Yeah, well, you got me.
So hopefully I nailed that one down for you. You got some things to try out, and let us know how it works out.
Okay, will do.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. What do you
Very
think?
Very cool.
Huh?
Yes.
I nailed
yes.
it down.
Well, I thought video card from the beginning, but then you started saying RAM, and I was like, oh, you know what? And
you
he hasn't
knew.
Replaced the video card, but then, interesting.
I was going to say it's time for us to do our Geek Speak of the Week, but then I realized we've got 30 seconds, and then you're going to hear music start, and then the
I'll
show's going to be
very
over.
Very quickly.
You ready to go? Go.
Yes. Geek Speak of the Week, MacDink. MacDink refers to the tweaking of a document or image's format repeatedly, yet only achieving a marginal effect.
What?
Yes, it was too quick for you.
What was the Geek Speak? The word?
MacDink.
MacDink?
It's kind of.
Dink?
Yes. Like you're dinking around with something. And it came about because of Mac. When Macintoshes
uh-huh.
started up, people were allowed to edit them because of the ease of the graphical user interface. So they started MacDinking. They do all these little text formatting.
Okay, that's, you know what, that's just...
It's too complicated for
you. If
you
want to know what MacDinking is, check out our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and scroll around to the Geek Speak of the Week and... You can see if you can figure out what the heck she's talking about.
Craziness.
You can also see all the resources to everything we talked about today about identity theft, how to prevent it, which is the biggest part of the deal.
Our download of the week.
And if you got identity thieved, then you can check out the resources of how to go about getting unthieved, how to get yourself back your life. So check out all that stuff, and don't forget, the Computer Corner is here every Saturday from 12 to 2. Until next time, it's Brandon Disney and Mike Cal Valdivia reminding you, if it ain't broke...
Don't fix it.
We'll see you next week.